From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo conveys Christmas greetings. Vice President Maruf Amin invites Christian to pray for world peace. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo conveyed Christmas greetings for December 25, 2023 for Christians on his Instagram account at Jokowi on Monday. The president wished that peace, safety and prosperity would always be with all parties. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to attend the National Christmas Celebration on Wednesday. The celebration will be held at the Bethany Church, Sukolilo in Surabaya, East Java. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin invited all Christians in the country to pray for peace among peoples across the globe at this year's Christmas. In a video by the Indonesian Vice President Secretariat in Jakarta on Sunday, Vice President Maruf Amin said that Christmas teaches about love, peace, and hope. Thereby, he asks all Christians to continue to be able to spread the Christmas message by sharing and loving each other. At the end of 2023, he also invited all Christians in the country to reflect on the meaning of Christmas as a form of teaching love to fellow human beings.
Natal mengajarkan tentang cinta, kedamaian, dan pengharapan. Untuk itu, seluruh umat
Christmas teaches about love, peace, and hope. Thereby, all Christians may continue to be able to spread the Christmas message by sharing and loving each other.
Mari kita doakan hadirnya perdamaian umat di seluruh
Let's pray for peace
dunia,
in all corners of the world so that Christmas does not lose its true meaning. Furthermore, to welcome the new year 2024, Vice President Maruf Amin invited the entire community to maintain harmony and unity while prioritizing national interest. He also invited Indonesians to use their rights to vote wisely at the 2024 general elections held on February 14. Indonesian National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo has urged Christians across Indonesia to maintain national unity amid different political preferences in 2024 general election, set on February 14, 2024. Speaking to the congregation members of the Jakarta Cathedral on Sunday, he also appealed to the Jakarta's Archbishop to pray for the nation's unity despite voters' different choices in voting booths on the election day. During his visit to the church to observe security measures ahead of religious services for the celebration of Christmas, he said that unity and peaceful elections are indispensable for the nation's future. Therefore, he invited all to pray so that Indonesia remains united and have leaders from the election who can lead the state to better development and prosperity. Several Indonesian soldiers stationed near the Indonesia and Papua New Guinea border wore Santa Claus costumes and distributed Christmas gifts to residents of Workwana village in Manem sub-district on Sunday. The villagers looked enthusiastic when meeting with and receiving the Christmas gifts from the Santa Claus costume soldiers. According to the commander of the 122 TS Infantry Battalion Task Force, Major Diki Apriyadi, on Monday, that the personnel initiated the community service for the villagers in Manem District, Kerom Regency, Papua, to join the Christmas celebration with them. Diki hoped that the personnel could bring happiness to the residents, who who will celebrate Christmas as well as make them get closer to locals. Meanwhile, according to the press statement, the village community leaders Lefanus Kombat thank the soldiers for having brought happiness to the villagers ahead of Christmas. Let's move on to the international news, where Pope Francis on Sunday lamented that Jesus' message of peace in Christianity's belief was being drowned out by the futile logic of war in the very land where he was born, as the pontiff led the world's Roman Catholics into Christmas. As reported by Reuters, Francis, celebrating the 11th Christmas of his pontificate, presided at the Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, Vatican, and spoke in his homily about the conflict in Palestinian areas, considered the Christians' holy land. The 87-year-old pontiff spoke hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to fight deeper into the Palestinian enclave of Gaza after his troops endured one of the worst days of losses of their ground war. Meanwhile, Palestinian Minister of Tourism Rula Maya said in Bethlehem that the city is celebrating Christmas with sadness and sorrow because of what's happening in all Palestinian territories. Francis has made numerous appeals for a ceasefire in the conflict raging in Gaza and has called for the release of all hostages held by Palestinian militant groups. The death toll of UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine's Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA, staffed in the Gaza Strip has risen to 142, the organization said on Sunday. As reported by Sputnik, they said that as of Saturday, an additional 6 colleagues have been killed from a previous total of 136 persons since the beginning of the war. On October 7, Palestinian group Hamas launched a large-scale rocket attack against Israel from the Gaza Strip, while its fighters breached the border, opening fire on the military and civilians. As a result, over 1,200 people in Israel were killed and some 240 others abducted. Israel launched retaliatory strikes, ordered a complete blockade on Gaza, and launched a ground incursion into the Palestinian enclave with the declared goal of eliminating Hamas fighters and rescuing the hostages. Over 20,400 people have been killed so far in Gaza as a result of Israeli strikes, local authorities said. One of China's most powerful earthquakes in recent years killed at least 149 people in a remote northwestern region, according to state media, with two people still missing after the magnitude 6.2 tremor hit a week ago. As reported by Reuters on Monday, the epicenter of the quake straddled the provinces of Gansu and Qinghai in an area where many of Chinese Hui people, a tight-knit ethnic minority characterized by its distinctive Muslim identity, are found. More than 200,000 homes in Gansu were wrecked and 15,000 were on the brink of collapse. Chinese state media reported, displacing 145,000 people, the powerful tremors killed 117 people in the provinces as of December 22nd, with 781 wounded. Local authorities attributed the severity of the damage to the shallowness of the quake, coupled with the thrust-type rupture of the earthquake and the relatively soft sedimentary rock in the region. They also said that many of the homes destroyed were built from an earlier era, made of earth wood and brick wood structures, resulting in their poor defenses against any earthquake. The tragedy has highlighted the urgency of raising the earthquake resistance of rural homes. Listener, now let's move it on to commentary for today. Today, December 25, 2023, Christians all over the world celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, or known as Christmas. In many countries, the tradition of celebrating Christmas is synonymous with the presence of twinkling decorative lights and Christmas trees in public places such as malls, main streets, and squares. However, the current world conditions are not good. The Guardian noted that the splendor of Christmas 2023 in European countries would not be as usual. Many cities are cutting spending on Christmas lights. Some cities in France and Germany turn off Christmas lights earlier than usual to save energy, even though there are energy cuts in a number of European countries and cities. The Christmas spirit is still there. Pope Paul, as the leader of the Catholic Church, traditionally greets the world from the balcony of the Santa Basilica Church in the city of Rome, Italy, and calls for peace. In Indonesia, the Christian population is only around 10%. However, with high tolerance, Christmas is always celebrated solemnly and cheerfully. The Association of Churches in Indonesia, which oversees Protestant churches, and the Indonesian Catholic Bishop Conference, which oversees the Catholic Church, have announced the theme for Christmas 2023, namely, Glory to God and Peace on Earth, a theme that is considered very relevant to current world conditions. Meanwhile, Indonesian President Joko Widodo, through the Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, also extend Christmas greetings 2023. The government hopes that Christmas 2023 will bring peace to the country. Muhajir Effendi said that the Indonesian nation is a pluralistic country consisting of various tribes, ethnicities, languages, cultures, and religions. Therefore, the society must respond to this diversity by building a spirit of togetherness. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin also conveyed his greetings for Christmas and New Year's 2024 via video broadcast from the Vice President's Secretariat in Jakarta on Sunday. Maruf Amin invited Christians to pray for world peace during the 2023 Christmas celebrations. Merry Christmas to all Christians around the world. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with an event on December 25, 1918 about World War I ceasefire during Christmas celebration. On December 25, 1914, a ceasefire was made between the Allied bloc and the Central bloc in the first year of World War I. They agreed not to attack each other and lowered their weapons to celebrate Christmas. Both sides then sent their soldiers, together with families and relatives, to celebrate Christmas. For soldiers who were still on the battlefield, they used this moment of rest to relax and gathered with other soldiers. At dawn, many German troops emerged from their trenches and approached the Allies on neutral ground. German troops shouted Merry Christmas using their opponent's language. Initially, there was concern when German troops approached to borderline. Allied troops began to prepare their weapons. However, because the German troops came out without weapons, both parties then dared to approach and began to extend their hands to shake hands. Finally, this moment was greeted well by the Allied soldiers and they exchanged smiles. The men exchanged gifts, cigarettes, and sang Christmas songs together. Let's move on to the next event in 1946 when Constitution of the Republic of China was enacted. The Constitution of the Republic of China was approved by the National Constituent Assembly on December 25, 1946 and came into force on December 25, 1947, at a time when the Republic of China still had power over mainland China. The Constitution of the Republic of China is the basic law of the Republic of China, which was then drafted by the Kuomintang or KMT in 1949. This constitution determined the free territory of the Republic of China, which includes the island of Taiwan and several other small islands. This makes China a paper democracy, the most populous in the world. Despite having a constitution, Taiwan is an authoritarian one-party state. During the 1990s and early 2000s, the Democratic Progressive Party DPP government pushed for a new Taiwanese constitution. However, at that time, it was only approved for reforming the Constitution of the Republic of China, not creating a new constitution. The constitution was finally amended in 2005 with the approval of the KMT and DPP. We end today in history in 1998, when the beginning of the postal conflicts occurred. Postal riots or postal communal conflicts is the name for a series of riots that occurred in Postal Regency Central Sulawesi, Indonesia. The postal conflict occurred from December 25, 1998 to December 20, 2001. From this incident, there were 577 fatalities, 384 injured, and 7,932 houses destroyed and 510 public facilities burned. This conflict occurred in three stages. The first stage took place in December 1998, then continued to the second stage, which occurred in April 2000, and the largest occurred from May to June 2000. The final stage was the peak of the conflict, which spread into massacre in an Islamic boarding school that took place in Sintuwulemba village, where the majority of the population is Muslim. The postal conflict ended with the signing of the Malino Declaration, December 20, 2001, by the opposing parties. The Malino Declaration is a peace agreement between Christians and Muslims.
Kau tak bisa buatku merangkul.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi discusses the Palestinian issues with Tunisia and Morocco. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi took a trip to Africa last week, starting with a visit to Algeria and then continuing to Tunisia and Morocco. Apart from the discussion on bilateral cooperation, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also discussed the issue of Palestine. In Tunisia, Retno Marsudi discussed the Israeli-Palestine conflict in Gaza in three separate meetings, respectively with Tunisian Foreign Minister Nabil Amar, Tunisian President Kais Saied, and Tunisian Prime Minister Ahmed Hachani in Tunis on Thursday. Retno Marsudi said that Indonesia and Tunisia agreed to continue working together to defend justice and humanity for the Palestinian people. On the online press briefing regarding her visit to Tunisia, she expressed the hope that the UN Security Council could immediately adopt a resolution in the near future. She said the longer the UN Security Council is unable to make a decision, the more civilians in Gaza suffer. Minister Retno Marsudi said Indonesia and Tunisia agreed to continue collaborating in defending justice and humanity for the Palestinian people.
Indonesia tidak akan berhenti untuk membela keadilan
Indonesia
dan kemanusiaan
will not stop defending justice and humanity
Palestina.
For the Palestinian people,
Tunisia
and Tunisia shares the same view.
Yang sama.
Retno Marsudi also held an in-depth discussion regarding the Palestinian issue and the situation in Gaza with Moroccan Foreign Minister Nasser Bourita in Rabat on Friday. She explained that Morocco has an important role in the Palestinian issue. Head of State of Morocco, King Mohammed VI, is chair of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Committee for Al-Quds, and Moroccan Foreign Minister Nasser Bourita holds the chair of the Arab League Ministerial Conference.
Indonesia menekankan kembali kekejaman Israel terhadap bangsa Palestina.
Indonesia reiterates that Israel's atrocities against the Palestinian people must stop, and Indonesia will continue to defend justice and humanity for Palestine. Indonesia also asks Morocco to use its influence to stop Israel's atrocities against Palestine. History will record what we are doing now. After being dead, as cited from the United Nations News, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution regarding the ongoing crisis in Gaza on Friday. 13 votes were in favor, while the United States and Russia abstained. The resolution, among others, demanded the provision of immediate, safe, and unimpeded humanitarian assistance on a large scale directly to the Palestinian civilian population throughout the Gaza Strip. The Security Council reaffirmed the obligation of parties to the conflict under international humanitarian law, in particular regarding the protection of civilians and civilian objects, the safety of humanitarian personnel, and the provision of humanitarian assistance. That was My Indonesia Today.
Jangan lupa like, share, dan subscribe.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Dear listeners, Indonesian wonder today comes with the title Various Kinds of Christmas Traditions in Indonesia. Listeners, apart from decorating the house with various Christmas ornaments, Indonesian people in several regions also carry out traditions to celebrate Christmas. On the island of Sumatra, the majority of Christians living in North Sumatra come from the Batak tribe. Batak people know the Maribinda traditions to celebrate Christmas. In these traditions, people slaughter an animal together during the holiday. After the Christmas service in the morning, the animals that were slaughtered were animals that were purchased from saving together several months earlier. If there are more participants and a lot of money collected, people can buy a buffalo. But if there are less money, they usually only slaughter a pig. After the buffalo or pig is slaughtered, the meat is distributed to the community. The people of Kampung Tugu in Jakarta also have a unique traditions of celebrating the joy of Christmas. This community, which is predominantly of Portuguese descent, carries out the Rabo Rabo traditions. Usually, these traditions start after returning from the Christmas service and returning from the pilgrimage. The Rabo Rabo tradition is a tradition where residents play kroncong music while going around the village to visit relatives. The songs played are Christmas songs. Every house occupant who has been visited is obliged to follow the group to the last house. The traditions of celebrating Christmas is also carried out by the people of Yogyakarta. They staged Wayang Wahyu, a shadow puppet show based on stories in the Bible. The tradition of celebrating Christmas in the special region of Yogyakarta is not only a normal wayang art performance, but also a means of conveying revelations or the words of God. What's more interesting is that the Wayang Wahyu tradition has also become a means of showing cultural acculturation and a symbol of tolerance for diversity. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Yeah.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Well, listeners, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today is entitled Cetok Temple Parking Lot. Dear listeners, it is my pleasure to greet you again in Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to talk in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Radio Republik Indonesia's Overseas Service, Voice of Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Solo Karanganyar. Di Solo Karanganyar, which means in Solo Karanganyar. You will listen to a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. These conversations took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Ayu, a friend of Chris' vlog community from Solo. Chris informed his position along with Ayu, who were in the Cetok Temple Parking Lot, through his vlog. Let's listen to their conversation.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Dari sini kita harus jalan kaki ke candi, mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you some vocabulary related to today's material. Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me.
Saat ini,
which means currently or right now.
Kami,
which means we.
Sudah berada,
which means to be somewhere.
Di parkiran,
which means at the parking lot.
Candi cetok,
which means Cetok Temple.
Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Which means, currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot.
Dari sini,
which means from here.
Jalan kaki,
which means to walk or to go on foot.
Seperti apa?
Which means like what?
Di dalam.
Which means inside. In the conversation, you heard the sentence, Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok. Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok, which means currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot. In the sentence, there is a word parkiran, which means parking lot or parking area. The word parkiran parkiran, which means parking lot in this conversation, is used by Chris to mention the place where he parks his motorbike in the Chato Temple area. Let's listen to other words and sentences to express a place.
Turunan. Turunan.
Which means way down.
Hati-hati melewati turunan itu. Hati-hati melewati turunan itu.
Which means be careful on the way down.
Belokan. Belokan.
Which means turn.
Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu. Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu.
Which means we'll stop after that turn. Chato Temple is a Hindu temple located on the slopes of Mount Lawu in Karanganyar Regency, Central Java Province. Chato Temple is one of the highest temples in Indonesia, situated at an altitude of 1,496 meters above sea level. Therefore, the temple is often shrouded in fog. Before closing today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to a conversation once more time.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Ceto.
Dari sini, kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi. Mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
Dear listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Ceto. Parkiran Candi Ceto, which means Ceto Temple Parking Lot. We meet you again with different topic. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Spending all my time lying down here by your side. We will never be apart. And if I could, I'd love you more. I can't explain how I adore to look upon this precious work of art. 'Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Angin December by Keroncong Tugu. Keroncong Tugu doesn't only perform in his homeland. The group has even represented Betawi Native Jakarta Arts Delegation several times at the Tong Tong Fair, The Hague, Netherlands. Keroncong Tugu, since 1918 to 1919, has been an inspiration for the development of the keroncong music genre until it continues to spread to various regions in Indonesia. In the current era, one of the songs created by young people from Kampung Tugu community is a song entitled Angin December or December Wind. The song was created by Milton Augustino Michels. The song tells about a sad story of a child who celebrates Christmas in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta, without his parents who have passed away. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Tugu with the song Angin December. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.